The winters in northern Iraq are cold and harsh. By December, temperatures in the Dahu Governorate can range from 5 degrees Celsius to minus 16 degrees Celsius in the mountains. Dakhil and his family of seven live in a UNHCR camp for displaced. He and his sons are fixing a new plastic sheeting over their tent. The old ones leak in the rain. He had no choice but to buy the tarp with the last of his money.
As you can see, I made this shelter out of scrap wood, cardboard, and scraps of plastic that I collected from different places. I covered it with a plastic sheeting that I bought for 60,000 Iraqi dinars.
In Iraq, the needs are massive, but funding has not kept pace with the new displacement. There are already 1.9 million displaced and some 225,000 refugees in the north of the country. 300 to 500 more are arriving every day from the Syrian border city of Kobani. UNHCR is deeply concerned about the ability of the international community to meet urgent winter needs.
I am preparing my family for the cold. I heard that we will be given carpets, but so far we haven't seen them. The things we need the most are kerosene, warm clothes, and carpets.
Because of a $58 million shortfall in funding, UNHCR has had to make some very tough choices over who to prioritize. Vulnerable refugees living at cold, higher elevations are given precedence. Other factors include the composition of the family unit, for example, the number of children and female-headed households, family health concerns, shelter conditions, and more. Sofia Glazunova is with UNHCR in Dahuk.
For the financial assistance is quite serious. It is more than $2 million. And altogether, we are planning to cover more than 4,000 families with cash assistance as well.
UNHCR is building a new camp called Berserv in Zako. The shelters are made of bricks, but the camp will only house 1,800 families. It's the fourth winter away from their homes for many Syrian refugees, and the first for millions of Iraqis who've become internally displaced this year. While the problem is most acute in Iraq and Syria, there are also needs in other parts of the region. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.